It's time to take a look at what's happening with our Mindful Mondays. And joining us now is Melinda Lambert here in studio from Mentis. Good morning, Melinda.
Morning, Barry.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Very good. Give us an idea of what you do to get started this conversation. What's your job?
Well, I'm a marriage family therapist. I'm an associate, and I work over at Care Network for the Queen.
Uh-huh. And what brings you in today? What's our story for Mindful Mondays?
Well, I thought I would tell you a little bit about Mentis and what we do over at Care Network.
Mm-hmm.
Mentis has worked for many years with the Queen in order to provide community behavioral health through their program, Care Network. pardon me. We also provide both English and Spanish therapists, so we have bilingual therapists for mental health services, and we also work with a team at Care Network with the RNs, the MSWs, BSWs, clergy, and the community health workers to provide service for the community.
Mm-hmm. So this is a collaborative program,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And your organization, Mentis, and the Queen of the Valley Hospital, are there other agencies involved, or those two?
Well, when it's just for the Queen, it's those that I work with.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And so the program is located where?
We're located at 3448 Villa Lane,
mm-hmm.
In Napa County.
Very good. And so who are the people who are being served in this program?
Well, we rarely have children, and usually the ages are from 20 years old up, and they need to have a medical component. So they need to have a diagnosis of, like, heart disease, lung disease, cancer, HIV, diabetes, or other chronic mental medical issues.
Mm-hmm. So this is combining treatment people who have both physical and mental issues to deal with. Is that right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Does one relate to the other? Are the issues that someone's dealing with psychologically because of their physical health problems?
When we get our referrals, they come in usually from the hospital, or they come in from Clinic Olay, or possibly one of the MDs that are out in the community, they will refer to us. So mainly it's because of the health issue, the health component.
Mm-hmm. Are there any examples you can give, not to identify a patient, obviously, but situationally, help us understand, draw a picture of some of these clients that you're working with?
Sure. I also want to bring out, too, people think that this is just a low-income basis, that we only provide services to the community for low-income, but we actually take care of otherwise vulnerable people, so income isn't always a factor. And that can be someone who's maybe, you know, up in years, who they may have money, that's not the question, but they have cancer and they're struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And so they may need help with resources, they may need help with case management, and then Care Network provides that through the medical group, the people and the social workers, but then they find out that they also have they're struggling mentally, and so then they would go ahead and give a referral to me and I would contact them.
Mm-hmm. All right. And once they make contact, then what happens?
Excuse me. So once I make contact with them, then I go ahead and just schedule an appointment for them. However, if somebody was to call in and they wanted services, let's say, we would have an intake person call them and talk to them and see if they're actually qualified to use our service. If they're a good fit, then they go ahead and they hand it off to a team consisting of an RN and MSW. The team will go out and they'll complete opening paperwork. And during that process, they do a behavioral health assessment that's completed. And And the behavioral health assessment kind of asks questions if they're having little interest or pleasure in doing things, if they're feeling down, depressed, or hopeless, feeling bad about themselves, that they're a failure, they've let themselves or their family down. And, of course, any thoughts that they might think that they'd be better off dead in some way. And there's some other questions, too, but that's just kind of a few things that we would find out. Mm-hmm. The answers to those questions then would show a need for behavioral health service. And then the MSW or the RN would refer to me. At that point, I would go ahead and contact the client on the phone, give an introduction as to what I do, reason for my call, and then talk with the client about services if they haven't spoken to a therapist before. And then I would offer my services, and usually I end up making an appointment for them.
Mm-hmm. An appointment with whom? Hang on a second. When we're back at 7:15, we're talking in our Mindful Mondays segment with our guest from Mentis, Melinda Lambert, and I was just asking, an appointment with whom would you make for these people?
The appointment would be with myself, or it would be with the bilingual therapist. So I take care of the English clients, and she mm-hmm. takes care of the Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. What do you find out from these patients initially? What's a typical beginning, the process with these folks?
A typical beginning as far
in terms
as
of
my
discussing
paperwork?
Discussing their issues, what's going on with them?
Well, first you have to be very present with them, and you need to be able to understand what it is that they're dealing with these illnesses. I have a medical background, and I'd worked with geriatrics and hospice for over 20 years myself before I went back to school to get my degree in psychology. Mm-hmm. So I have a deep understanding of where a lot of these people are coming from. That's why I'm such a good fit there. Mentis makes very sure where they put their people. Every one of us therapists are screened and looked at very closely as to where would be the best fit for us. And they found that I was the best fit for Care Network.
Mm-hmm. I guess what I'm getting to is the patients themselves, what people are going through, because people mm-hmm. listening may have people in their families mm-hmm. or maybe themselves are dealing with these same things. Mm-hmm. So, someone is having a physical problem mm-hmm. and the physical problem can lead you into a dark place mentally, right?
True. Mm-hmm. And so then they would want to go ahead and call in to see if they could be screened for services. They can't just come in and want to use behavioral health. There has to be the medical component in which the staff up in the front is also working with them on, whether it be through resources or whatever. If we get a person that's in and they're in for what's called brief therapy or brief coordination, then they still need behavioral health services. The referral will still come to me and I will go ahead and work with that client. The case doesn't get closed until I'm completely done with that client. So Care Network makes sure that when we take on their patients, that we follow through all the way to the very end. So if somebody is struggling with those types of health issues, like I mentioned earlier, or if they have some health issues and they're not sure whether or not they qualify, they should probably give Care Network a call and talk to us.
Okay, how would they contact you?
They would call 707-251-2000. So that's 707-251-2000.
We've been talking here with Melinda Lambert, who's a Mentis therapist and the Care Network Program Coordinator. And we remind you that the Mindful Mondays show comes your way each Monday in the 7 o'clock segment here. And you can go to Facebook and look for Mentis Napa. You'll find some videos of mental health champions in the community, and you can follow Mentis there on Facebook and get more information. Anything else to add, Melinda?
just that my work as a therapist for Mentis and working at Care Network is driven by commitment to promote mental health as a critical part of an overall wellness, including prevention for all and early identification and intervention for those at risk.
All right. Thanks for coming by today.
Thank you.
All right.